Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of 902-1OMG.
This was a real OMG.
This was a good episode. Today, I'm here with Amy Sugarman, and Tori is out, so we're going to fill in and do our best to give a good recap. So let's do this.
Well, luckily, it was a big Kelly episode.
Yeah, it had a lot of everybody. I felt like this was a pretty evenly distributed episode. Everybody had stuff to do.
It was pretty, for me, like major Kelly because of the Kelly Dillon stuff, which I obviously loved and I have a lot of comments on. But can we please talk about the shower? Like, what do you remember?
Okay, first, let's just do our little opening. Okay, let's do our recap. You're so excited. Season 3, Episode 9, High Wire, aired September 23rd, 1992. And here's a little synopsis. College plans are on everyone's mind, especially in Andrea's dreams. The Walsh family makes financial decisions about Brenda and Brandon's future. Plus, Brenda wonders if her relationship with Dylan is destined to last with their different interests. David accidentally sees Kelly, Donna finds her true calling, and Steve tries to cheat his way to USC. Perfect episode right there. Written by Star Froman and Darren Star, directed by Bethany Rooney.
It was a 10 out of 10, other than the super lame high wire scenes. It was a 10 out of 10.
Okay, so first of all, let's just start from the beginning because we just can't jump all over.
It's just too good.
Were you like, wait, who is in the shower? When it started, were you like, who is that in the shower? Because that's what I thought.
Yes. And then it was a real, I mean, you were really showering.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about that because I'm sure I was wearing men's underwear, like shorts and a bandeau on my boobs, right? Like a thing covering them.
Yeah.
And they built the shower set and they pump in hot water and to make it look like even hotter, they use like that dry ice smoke. So it looks like really steamy. Yeah. But it was so uncomfortable shooting that. I remember that was probably one of my first things that I ever had to do like that, where I was supposed to be naked.
Yeah. I mean, not only were you supposed to be naked, you're literally being drenched.
I like it when I spit the water out of my mouth. Like a fountain. I don't know what's happening with that. Who does
totally
that?
Noticed that.
Wait, but do you do that in the shower, or do you like put some of the shower water in your mouth and then like spit it out?
No, but I occasionally do brush my teeth in the shower, which I think people think is really gross.
No, you're saving time. That's called stacking.
But yeah, I mean, that was not only were you like acting very well taking a shower, it was like you were taking a full shower because you were dripping.
I think I was actually taking a full shower. I am sure they saved that scene for the end of the day too, because I was all wet and my hair and makeup was gone. So I needed a shower and they provided me with one. So thank you.
The whole thing, I actually thought the whole gist of it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like it was very real. Like realistic that, okay, this is your stepbrother. He's comes into the shower. And it was so funny. It's like I've seen this episode 20 times because I remembered every single.
Oh my gosh.
Get out of here.
It was going to be like a horror movie, like a slasher opening or something. She was going to get killed in the shower, but that didn't happen. All that happened was we got to see David dancing down the hallway. That was.
Oh my God.
Genius. Were they like, just walk down the hallway and then open the door? And he couldn't do it that way. He had to add in all the dance moves. That's what I was wondering.
He was dancing so much
that all cute.
I could think about was somebody knew this guy was going to be on Dancing with the Stars one day. Like he was.
Yeah, nobody knew about Dancing with the Stars then.
I know, but it was so fortuitous. It was like, wow, this is amazing. So that made it even the scene even better because it was so like cheesy and nostalgic. He's like bebopping and and obviously we're to get the point like he can't hear anything. Mm-hmm. And they really put that they really honed in on that. Uh-huh. This guy can't hear.
Well, I showed a lot of skin in that scene. I felt like I was like, oh wow, I miss those legs. Those are good legs.
You were really cute in this episode. Uh-huh. But can you remember more like Brian coming in and the towel and all the direction that must have happened?
I mean,
for that
that's horrifying. Okay. We're so young and I have to be naked in front of him, which I wasn't really naked, but I was naked enough to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. That was just not fun on any level, like the shower scene and the being found out scene. But it was good. It looked good.
It was so good. And it was such a great open to the episode. I had this weird moment where I'm like, is someone going to join her in the shower? No, that's not appropriate. And then I was
is it
like,
a dream? It wasn't a dream, but I'll tell you what was a dream. Andrea on a tightrope.
Dude.
Who thought of that?
Literally, I just said to Jenny, you guys, before we went on, was the episode like 4 minutes too short where they just had to put in this dumbass tightrope?
Were they trying to show like this is her dream? You know how everybody has a dream that they kind of go back to and it's either it's great or it's horrifying? Do you have any dreams like that, that are sort of, they repeat?
Yeah, I always didn't graduate from college. Like, I'm always like having this recurring dream that I'm still in college and I didn't graduate and I don't speak Spanish and I have a Spanish final and like this whole thing. Mm.
Yeah, maybe this was Andrea's recurring nightmare. Like, she's always walking the high wire. She's always like, you know, teetering on the edge of sanity or safety or something. I don't know.
And that poor outfit they put her in.
Oh man, that, okay. First of all, that outfit was very familiar to me because I did a show called Circus of the Stars when I was young, like a 20-year-old person. And those are the costumes they made you wear.
Yeah. Circus of the Stars was incredible. And so was Battle of the Network Stars. Do you remember that one? Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yes. Oh God. Did you have to do a tightrope?
No, I did the flying trapeze.
Did they train you?
Yeah. So you train for like a couple months and your hands are all bloody from the blisters and bruises everywhere. Yeah. It's intense because they literally take you up this, you know, giant rising thing or to the platform, which is like a 2x4 in the middle of the air. And you're supposed to stand comfortably on that. And then when it's your turn
in a bathing suit.
Yeah, like, it's your turn to go. You shout out listo, which means ready. I'll never forget that word. And then you jump and hopefully someone catches you on the other side or you fall to the net, which really burns when you hit that baby.
Oh, I was wondering that. Did you do that during the height of 90210?
I think it was before. I honestly don't know.
Oh my God.
But I know it was me and Mario Lopez. And
Mario Saved by the Bell era? This feels like during 90210.
It must have been, yeah.
I don't think they plucked Mario off Kids Incorporated to do that. Do you remember that? He was the drummer on Kids.
Pretty cutie. But yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait. You want to know my reoccurring dream?
Of course.
My reoccurring dream is, I haven't had it in a while, but it's like when all of my teeth in my mouth start to crumble, they're crumbling inside my mouth. And I'm like, oh my God, my mouth.
That is a really common one.
And then I open my mouth and they all just like trickle out. All my teeth just crumbs just come out.
I've got to Google what the meaning of that is because
it hurts. It hurts so bad to have that dream. You wake up, you'd be like, oh my God, that was terrible.
It has a meaning because that's like a really, literally I just typed in recurring dream and Google came up with teeth falling out. It's that common.
Is it like a loss of power or like a frightening, like,
so
I don't know.
I would say it's from your kids going to college. It says, this dream could indicate that you're dealing with some kind of loss, like an abrupt end to a relationship or job change. I'm wondering if you're having empty nest.
No, I've had it all my life. So, and I've had so much like, you know, loss of my family and loss of my dad and so many traumatic things happened to me. So it must.
That's what it is. And that. You must have. Yeah, you have trauma and then it's just recurring.
But the good news is I haven't had it for a while, so maybe I'm past it.
That's actually even more fascinating that it stopped.
Mm-hmm. Watch, I'll have it tonight, but yeah.
Do you wake up a little shook up?
Yeah. A little sweaty, crying.
Oh, no.
It's very scary.
I was making light of it and I apologize. This is not a...
Last night I woke up. This is funny. Sorry, going off. Last night I woke up and I was supposed to be at the doctor's office at 6 a.m., right? So I don't know. The day after I was supposed to be at the doctor's office at 6 a.m., I woke up and I was like, oh, it's 6:20. I'm supposed to be there at 6 a.m., but I had already gone and done everything.
Gone.
Yeah. And also my husband was like, and by the way, who's Richard?
No.
Apparently I was calling out for Richard.
No.
In my sleep. Yeah. I don't know a Richard. Mm-mm.
Okay. That's interesting.
I know.
Cause that wouldn't kind of, if your husband, like, I don't even blame him for being a little like wiggy, like what is she doing? Sidebar. That is an interesting dream. Whereas Andrea's is just so stupid.
I think she
was my only part. I was like,
she was really into it though, because there's some part of me that wants to say that Gab actually knew how to walk the high wire.
Yeah.
That could be. That is why it came about.
I love Dylan in the Yale shirt on the other side. Did you notice that he's wearing the Yale t-shirt? Mm-hmm.
And what about the, they did. So Dylan was there, Brandon was there,
and Gil Myers,
Mr. Creepy was there. Mr. Creepy, okay. T-shirt.
Let me ask you how you're interpreting him. Is he like a great teacher, or are these students way too close with him?
I don't know. I didn't. The only time you ever see him recently is in the newspaper office.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like I would not want him to be my teacher.
I can't decide, like, if I was just a first time viewer, if he's the best teacher ever, or if it's like, it's weird for a teacher to say, call me Gil. Like, but I don't know if I have my 2020 eyes on it or my 2022
or
eyes.
Is it creepy when he said, I didn't know I had that effect on you?
Yeah, right. It's just like bordering on like, what's going on? But then he kind of redeemed himself that he was kind of giving her tough love about Yale. And then he was so proud when she decided on her own. So I was like, oh, like in the end of the episode, I'm like, no, he's a great teacher.
I don't know. I think it will reveal itself soon. I'm hoping.
Can I tell you my little tidbits? I don't know if it's a tidbit. It's like a little thing I discovered.
You have tidbits?
I have tidbits. In the DJ booth and on your lockers are Los Angeles radio station stickers.
Is it KROQ or something?
There's a K-Rock sticker either on a locker or in the DJ booth. There's a 102.7 Kiss FM sticker, which is iHeart. Yeah. So that's like, we're on iHeart and that's Ryan Seacrest.
But that
like,
was before iHeart, right? Wasn't it before?
Oh yeah, there was no iHeart, but there was 102.7 Kiss FM, mm-hmm. but it wasn't Ryan Seacrest. It was Rick Dees.
Yes. Oh my God.
And then there was a KLOS sticker, which is in that. So, and they were the real stickers. So that was like very accurate. Like whoever did the set got the radio station stickers and the real ones and mm-hmm. put them on the lockers and in the DJ booth.
That's so cool. Well, they did a great job in the janitor's office as well, because I noticed a few nudies on the wall. Did you see the like pinup girls in right there in the janitor's office for everyone to see? Maybe you need to go in there and get like a mop or something.
I'm gonna have to rewatch. Missed that.
It was all naked gals on the old janitor's walls.
And it was very subtle, but Brandon says to Gil Myers, oh, you have season tickets to the Kings, mm-hmm. which was accurate. The LA Kings are the LA hockey team. And obviously Jason Priestley is such a big hockey player that I'm assuming they either wrote that line for him or he ad-libbed it, because that would make sense to him as mm-hmm. opposed to being like, you got tickets to the Dodgers, you know, whatever, the Lakers. So I was, this was for me an awesome episode other than the weird tightrope stuff, because I actually like Nikki.
Yeah, she's so cute. They're so cute together.
They're
like little dollies. They're perfect for one another.
And she's got a very cool personality.
Yeah, and she sort of seems to disarm Brandon, like bring him back down to the ground level, you know?
Yeah, and I love her style. So I'm mm-hmm. always just like completely into it. I think she's so cute. And she's very confident. Like she's like, oh, because I'm dating a senior. Like she's very confident. Mm-hmm. And it's cool.
Yeah, she's cool. That's a cool character. Yeah, college counseling is kind of, they're all worried about college. So I guess we're seniors, going to go with that. Because we kind of skipped a year at some point of college, I think. But college counseling is a big deal, especially these days. Like you can't, like I have high school students. I've had two already go to college and one's about to. And there's a big business around college counseling now. Have you
heard about it?
Like it's
my God.
Big money.
The glaring thing in the episode to me was that Steve Sanders was possibly going to go to USC. Mrs. Teasley says he's got a D average. He says he's got a C average. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You'd have to have, you have to have like a 4.5 to go to USC now. Whereas I will admit, in back 30 years ago, it was
easier.
You could get in there with C's, but that was really like, oh, things have changed about that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I didn't go to college.
That played really realistically to me. All the conversations they were having, those are very accurate conversations.
Yeah. I only know that from my daughters, but right. It's true. It's true. I did, you know, feel that the moment that Nikki and Jason were having in the hallway was a little intimate.
I totally agree with you. It was like, really? That's a lot of making out for school.
In the hallway.
Some teacher is definitely going to tap you and be like, get to class.
Do something. These hooligans in the hallway making out.
But they are cute. And then I mean, I know we probably need to take a break or something, because I really do want to get into the Kelly Dylan, because that was major. But I have a really strange question for you about it.
Okay, well, hold your horses. All right. You can ask me that question after the break, okay?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Amy, what's your burning question?
Okay. I am totally befuddled because I believe that Dylan obviously has feelings for you, Kelly. I knew it when you came over, the way he talks, the way he was flirting with you at the peach pit. I'm also convinced he loves Brenda. So I'm completely confused because it's like, why did he call her at the end to tell her he loves her?
I know. It's so confusing.
It was like, and I don't mean to be like a weirdo, but it like really, I was like, what's going on?
Well, I mean, just from the beginning, I was like, why is she going to Dylan's house to bring him some wrenches? That's the worst excuse I've ever heard.
First of all.
Whoa.
But she wanted to go, and I get it. I get it. If I were Kelly, I too would want to have time, not at school, not on the phone, to be face-to-face with this guy and figure out what in the world.
But they did none of that. They didn't figure anything out.
Nope. They just had I know.
A little flirtation.
A little flirtation.
He was working.
Mysterious flirtation.
Yeah. He was working on his motorcycle. I've never seen somebody get that greasy when they're fixing a motorcycle, but okay.
I literally worship you because you notice the same thing I noticed. I wrote, it looks like his shirt was splatter painted. Wait, Dylan has oil splotches on his face.
Okay. I said, boy, did Dylan get dirty fixing his bike. So we're on the same level, I feel like. But yeah, why does he call her at the end and say, I love you? Obviously, he's confused and conflicted as well.
Yeah, like if we put our own, put everything aside, put aside that you portrayed Kelly, put aside that I actually prefer Kelly and Dylan to Brenda and Dylan. What's really happening with this character? Like,
I don't know. You know that part where he was on the phone with Brenda and he says, I love you to Brenda in the phone, but he's staring right at Kelly.
That's like
emotional warfare right there. That is disruptive.
And that scene stressed me out so bad because this was not, we did not have mute necessarily. So he was covering the mouth part of the
field.
And I'm like, she's going to hear
her. She might hear her. I thought the same thing.
All of that. I was like, when he went to the door, I was like, okay, so he's going to say, I got to go. Let me call you right back before he opened the door.
Nope.
No, he opens the door like this, like she can't hear through his hand. What? Like, I was like, I'm uncomfortable. Oh.
Well, he did look good in that tank top. I will say that.
Oh. I so agree. They are both so hot. Like, because Brandon, Jason, is wearing what I would deem the ugliest blue shirt ever, but yet it looked amazing.
Yeah, it looks good on him. I don't know how he pulled that off. Yeah.
I'm like, that is a Steve Sanders shirt, and yet you look awesome.
Yeah, I'm at this point in the third season, I just do not understand or get the way Dylan is handling this whole situation with Brenda and Kelly. Like, it's making me mad. And it's bringing up a lot of stuff for me, like from back really? In the day. Yeah.
Tell me more. I want to hear everything.
Well, it's kind of hard to articulate, but being a young actress on a set with a bunch of other young people, everybody's beautiful. You know, people are getting together and falling in love with one another and breaking up. Like it was a very tight knit circle. And I don't know, just anytime they would triangulate these storylines with Kelly and Dylan and Brenda, then Kelly and Brenda and Brandon and Dylan. Like it was always, I always just felt so somehow like hurt from it. Like it actually hurt me as a person to be that girl, Kelly, who is in Dylan's apartment and then leaves and he says, "I love you" to someone else. You know,
it's painful.
It does. It brings up some weird stuff for me.
I don't know if you've ever had therapy, but I've had therapy. Obviously everyone listening is like, no, girl. And triangles are really actually unhealthy.
Oof. I just was telling my husband this the other day. It's called triangulation. Like when you create a triangle and you are the middle, like you're one of the middle people getting information to someone else. So it's like it's like that. And it just is never, it's never healthy because there's always going to be one person that is serving both people. So it gets nasty.
And supposedly I'm not a therapist. So I'm just repeating what I've been told and I'm sure getting it wrong, is that people are attracted to triangles. There's something in the like human condition that maybe certain people find appealing or, you know, whatever the word is, attractive about it. And they're so unhealthy. And I'm sure like on some level, even as an actor, that was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was always uncomfortable for me because it's no secret. I had very strong feelings for Luke on, you know, and even just acting those scenes was really damaging for me on a deep psychological level. And it's, and the damage has come with me, you know, into my adult years. And it's made relationships really challenging because I am not a person that trusts people. And I always wonder, is it because of that, those formative messages that I was living out as Kelly?
Wow. And I have to believe, and you tell me, because the show was so big and the fans were so, and still are so passionate, that it had to be excruciating to experience fans disliking Kelly so much.
Yeah, I never really felt that that often because there was no social media. There was no way for me to really hear those negative remarks. And so I didn't really play in that world, but just internally it was wreckage, you know?
Yeah. Cause you didn't like what she was doing.
Yeah. And I didn't like the way, just that one moment when he was on the phone and he said, "I love you" to Brenda. And he looked at Kelly. I was like, oh, that's it. That's like why I can't trust.
Yeah.
And even though it wasn't real, it wasn't real, but it felt real. My feelings for Luke were very similar to Kelly's feelings for Dylan.
Wow. God. Wow. Yeah. It's just so much to take in because y'all were so young too. So, and so intertwined as characters and human beings, so that there must be a moment where you're like, is this life or is this the show? Where is the line?
Yeah, it got blurred to the point where there really was no line anymore. And it's taken me years of therapy to try to like,
wow, like I want to cry, Jenny.
Figure
like,
my shit really, out.
Yeah, it's really like, I'm getting like, it's making tears come in my eyes because then I think about it and I know this isn't your all's favorite topic, but I can't ignore that there was conflict with certain actors on the set and that could have played into this too. It's really, really painful.
Yeah. It was uncomfortable a lot of the time.
Yeah. And I'm sure you take that with you even today, because look, the elephant in the room is that you and Tori are very, very close, but you're not as close with Shannon. Like, I have to, it's true. Mm-hmm. And how do we not know that some of this had to do with that? Because you're all awesome people. Like, Jenny, you're awesome. Like, for people listening with you guys, like, and I'm not saying it to be like, kiss your butt, but to say it to be real, like, I was having a conversation the other day with somebody. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. And I was talking about you and I'm like, yeah, no, Jenny's like my real friend. Like it really, it's really, so it makes me sad that this still lingers for you. God, I don't know why I'm such a weirdo.
I love you so much, Sugarman.
I feel bad for you.
You'll feel bad for me. I'm working it out. It's been a rough ride, but.
Yeah, because I have people that I work with, but then I'm like, no, Jenny and Tori, I'm like, friends with them. Like,
yeah, we can hang.
It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I said it to somebody last night. I'm like, no, if they were at dinner with us, like I was with some girlfriends. I'm like, no, if they were here, because they're asking me my job. And I'm like, no, if they were here, like you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm at dinner with these two actors. You'd be like, oh, I'm just out with my girlfriends.
Yeah. Oh, we would have so much fun. We have to do that.
But it's like, it's hard that it's like this many years later and you watch that scene and it really takes you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Enough of that. I hope they just get together already.
No, it's so interesting. Like, I think for people listening and they'll tell us, I think that's interesting. Because look, you have a wonderful life. You're so successful. But there is a part of you that's like a little heartbroken by
that. I think we might have talked about this a little bit before, but it was that point of impact for me that did that sort of damage that I grew up with and those beliefs that I grew up believing, you know, that weren't actually accurate. And I feel like everybody has that moment of in their childhood or their teen years or their young adult years where something really has an impact on you. Something bad happens, a trauma of some kind or an experience of some kind. And it goes so much deeper than anybody really thinks about it as.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in here. Wow. It's all inside me. No one else is experiencing this or this pain or this confusion. And, you know, the other people in the triangle aren't experiencing it. And it's a really
right.
Lonely...
Or they're able to separate themselves mm-hmm. or something. But I, you know, look, I'm not an actor, but from what I know in the conversations is that you all have to really draw on something. You really have to go to this place. So obviously you internalized this.
Mm-hmm. If nothing else, it made me a better dramatic actress.
Like, yeah.
I had a lot more to pull from at that point.
Do you hold yourself to a standard, do you think, as Jenny, because of those things that made an impact, that you always pride yourself on being honest and, mm-hmm. you know, righteous, like, because you don't like that?
I think for many years, I was just floundering, trying to figure it out. And I was making tons of mistakes too, because I felt like that was okay. That it was, you know, it was okay to make those mistakes because I was seeing it all around me. But it wasn't until probably in my late 30s, early 40s, that I started to get more at peace with everything and appreciate it rather than let it sort of take me on a wild ride full of fear, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you had to forgive yourself for playing Kelly, but it's like, we all love Kelly too, but I get it. Like that was rough. She sort of snuck over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. You know, she snuck over there. She is essentially betraying her, but it does make me uncomfortable every scene with Brenda when she says, you're my best friend. Because I'm like,
I know.
No, she isn't. Like, no, and it's okay.
And Kelly wants to be her best friend, but it, the damage has already been done. Like, the door has already been opened, and you can't really lock it now.
I have to say, and we'll get to the lighter stuff because there's so much more. But it's like, maybe this is why this show impacts me, people listening. Why we? I mean, I remembered that episode like it was yesterday that I
really?
Saw it. I don't know why with this episode, everything. I was saying the lines. I'm like, oh my God, how do I know this so well? And I haven't seen it in a while. So it wasn't like I just saw it a couple weeks ago. maybe that's why it meant so much to us and impacted you, because like, maybe it was the age we were at. I don't know, but it's like, yeah, this isn't, I mean, I watch The Walking Dead and I'm not wondering if I'm going to get attacked by zombies. And then I watch this and I'm crying on a podcast with you. Like, what the F? Like,
never know. You never know. Maybe you're having a hormonal moment.
I don't know. But I think, I mean, I watch like murder shows and I'm like, I'm good. And then I'm like this and I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it was our age.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I love it that you remember it like that, because I don't.
Oh my God. It was so weird. This one in particular, even with the key and Steve going into that, I knew the whole, I was like, oh my God, I literally know everything that's going to happen.
Yeah. So
it's weird.
At the end of the thing, I'm blanking right now. I swear to God, I watched it from beginning to end. Did Steve get the key or was there a key? What happened?
So he gives the money so that he doesn't get in trouble
to the janitor.
Yep.
Okay.
And we're left knowing that, like, if Steve's got more money, the janitor's going to give him more access, because he alludes to the fact, like, you're not the first rich kid to pay me off to hook him up.
Yeah. Okay. So he's basically going to bribe him for the rest of his time in high school.
There's definitely going to be some sort of an entanglement.
I like that. Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about this weird scene when Andrea asks the boys, have you guys ever undressed me in your minds?
Oh my God. It was so uncomfortable.
Cringy.
On 42 levels. 42 levels. Because it was like, first of all, 2022. We're right? Not, that was a little, what?
I actually got irate inside about this whole thing about, because I've heard that line from Ian a million times, the, hey, you want a shake to go with those fries or something like that. He's talking about your ass shaking, obviously. So it's so objectifying. And that was such a major, like, energy.
I was going to be more horrified. This is so bad, but I'm going to say it. If they didn't tell her they did, because I thought that is going to hurt her feelings so bad if they don't flirt back with her, because do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I was like, oh God, this is awful, because I don't want them to say yes. And I don't want them to say no. Mm-hmm. And I want this to not be happening right now. I was like, and I mean, Andrea, they dress her like she is, I don't know
what. A school marm. Like a,
that's what I wanted to say.
I don't know. I don't even know what a school marm is, but that is the look.
Jenny, that I almost said school marm. And then I'm like, don't say school marm.
Nobody knows what a marm is. What's a marm? It must be like.
Why is a 17-year-old wearing blazers to school with vests? And it's like, what is happening?
Yeah, that was tricky. Those were.
Mm-hmm. Wrote Andrea and the blazer and vest. Who wears that?
You know, like, what I did love though, when she is having her nightmare on Nana's couch, she wakes up from the nightmare and falls right on the ground. That made me laugh out loud when she fell off the couch.
This episode was so epic because it was like, it was so classic 90210. It's like, we've got the drama, we've got the weird ass like dream, we've got like just all of it. It was like, God, this show gave you everything, because it gave you drama and like full comedy.
did you see the scene where Brandon and I think Brandon was at his locker, and he was either talking to Nikki or to Steve, and there were background actors behind mm-hmm. him at their lockers, but they were fully making out, stealing the whole scene. Like, all I could watch was these two guys and the weirdest part about it for me was like, I was like, wow, our show is so amazingly ahead of the times to have two guys kissing each other. But it wasn't two guys. It was a girl and a guy. But I thought that is awesome.
I did think the background actors were extremely like noticeable in this episode. And I thought it was because, so on a different podcast, I will admit, I'm learning about background acting. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, oh, you're just noticing this because you're like so into background acting now. And then I was just like, I don't know what's happening. But yes, I noticed the background actors prominently in this episode. You know what we haven't even talked about?
What?
Which I can't even believe I haven't talked about it. First of all, no parents are going to say to their twin children, only one of you.
Which one do I like better?
One of you gets to go away to college.
No.
The other one doesn't. And we'll let you know on Friday who it's going to be. Like, I was literally like, this happens never. What parents would do is say, we have this much money. You're each getting half. And then you'll have to work and pay for the other years or get.
I wrote in my notes, how can Jim and Cindy pick just one kid?
I was literally like, and then the fight in the kitchen. Jim, Cindy, and Brenda and Brandon, and they're just going at it. Like, no two parents are going to be like, okay, now kids, like, what? Like, you'd say none of you are going to college. Both of you are going to college. Like, no parents are like, we're going to pick one of you and we'll let you know on Friday.
Well, what? Did you see the scene where they're both talking to Mrs. Teasley and they did that like bad swipe editing?
Stanford, Boston. It was
so weird. Because I love a good twin moment. I love it when the twins are together and like when I think in this episode or the last one, they were riding around in the convertible and
he
was giving advice to her and they were talking. I love those scenes.
I do too. But I was like, what is happening? And then I did think it was kind of interesting though, how Jim admitted like, it's the recession and we've had some investments go wrong. Like, yeah, we definitely were not to interpret like they're rich.
Well, why did he go and splurge for the beach club membership then, old Jimbo? To spend all the college kids' money, all the kids' college money.
He's got to take out the second mortgage. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, that was amazing. And then look, the college stuff.
Brandon was a baby. Once again, Brandon was being a big fat baby.
Yeah, he was so like, Brenda gets everything. Even though like Brenda does get everything. He's so like, Brenda.
And then so he's like, real. Fine, mom, I'll go to UCLA and I'll get a job and earn my own way. So dramatic. I never really thought he was so dramatic.
And the Walshes are not those kind of parents. That's the other thing. It was like, come on, maybe some, I don't know any parents that would say pick between two kids. But especially not the Walshes. Come on.
No, it's impossible. It would be impossible. If you have twins, just get ready because they're both going to want to go to college. So start saving now.
Exactly. Right. Or pay for, I don't know. That just was like, what? I mean, we had a brief Sue Scanlon moment.
So brief.
Very. I think they're just trying to keep her alive. Like,
she just literally walked by and said, hi, David. And that was
hi,
it.
David.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think Steve was like, who's this hottie? Or something like that. And then David's like, that's Sue Scanlon. Like, stop being gross or whatever. We did have some amazing fashion. I am so obsessed with there's a scene with Kelly and Donna. And Donna's wearing the black, white checkered. But Kelly is wearing the pants with the suspenders. And I was like, oh, 5 stars. I loved that.
You like a good suspender moment?
Loved. And it was just so fashion forward and just freaking cool.
I did not appreciate Steve's shirts.
This episode,
they were all buttoned right on up.
Bad pants too. He is like the victim of some real bad fashion choices.
Yeah. I think they're spending a lot more time on the female costumes than the men. Thank God.
Definitely. But I do always love the accurate references to Los Angeles. Like when Brenda's like, hey, do you want to go to a movie? Oh no. Kelly said, do you want to go to a movie in Westwood? And then Brenda's like, I can't, I got to go to Dylan's. But it's like, that's where we go to movies. Like that was totally from Beverly Hills. That's absolutely where you would go.
Mm-hmm.
Totally,
I guess so.
Legit.
I've never gone shopping in Beverly Hills, but.
Wait, you've never gone to the movies in Westwood?
Oh, I've been there for a premiere once. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's like Westwood's like, I definitely would be like, oh, I'll go to the movies in Westwood.
What about, City too. Do you go shopping on?
I haven't been to a movie in 3 years. Like, what are movies?
Well, would you go shopping on Rodeo Drive though in Beverly Hills?
Never.
People come here and do that. Like, that's awesome.
They totally do. Once in a blue moon, because there's like a Ralph Lauren store and it's the only one and I love their bedding. So I do have to go in there for that, but no, I would never go shopping.
I only go to Beverly Hills to see my dentist, Dr. Larry. I'll go anywhere for Dr. Larry.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't been in Beverly Hills in 2 years either because I live on the West side. So it's like, I'm not going east of the 405.
Can you imagine driving to my house?
Couldn't do it. I'd have to pack a suitcase. Like, that's so far from me.
You need like 3 tanks of gas, probably. And you'd
oh my
be,
God, yeah. Brentwood to Pasadena is no joke.
Mm-mm.
No joke.
Mm-mm.
Wait.
Okay. Else? What about this part? This got me. What's the guy? Is his name BJ? No. What?
Yeah, BJ Harrison. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like the older guy. He says to Steve, oh, I wanted him to stop saying this. Every office, every filing cabinet, every grade bank. Every office, every filing cabinet, every grade bank. Again, what the fuck is a grade bank? We don't even know.
I also love that you just said, I really wanted him to stop saying
it was bugging me.
I don't get that guy.
And then like, he called, another favorite thing of mine was, he calls Steve a lame brain. Okay, lame brain. That was a good one.
So good. Okay, here's my question. And again, I'm like not, I don't even make television. Like I literally, so I have no business saying this. The scene with the motorcycle, and I noticed this about Dylan's house a couple times now. It doesn't look like you're outside.
We're not. All. We're not outside. They just brought in a few trees and called it a day.
They're literally fixing his motorcycle in his living room because this is so not outside. It's like so
yeah.
Weird.
I'm sure that was a lighting thing. They couldn't, or I don't know, something.
But did you notice? Okay, this stood out to me so much in the scene where Kelly and Dylan are at the motorcycle. Did you notice what you did with your hand?
Oh, I touched something.
Sexy touched the motorcycle.
Sexy touched the motorcycle. Ooh, yeah.
I was like,
I petted it.
Was that instinctual? Like, did Jenny just do that? Was she directed to do that? Like, because it was like you couldn't be overtly flirty or sexy. So everything was subtle. And it was like, I was like, I literally wrote hand.
Oh my God.
You had some good lines too, because first of all, the art class was so, no high school art class is drawing nude women, but.
That's when, true.
Kelly says, if she starts passing out crystals, I'm out of here. That's amazing.
But me, I'd be like, give me a crystal. I love those.
I know I do. Whatever it takes to like, keep me sane, I will do, but. That was classic.
Along the lines of like our favorite lines from the episode, Andrea had one that just made me say, wow. When she's on the high wire again for like, I think it might be the third time in the show.
Yeah.
She says, when she kicks Gil off the thing, she just says, hasta la vista, baby.
Was this during the Terminator? Like,
it must have been.
Oh my God.
Where is she going to get that? Hasta la vista, baby.
Right. They took that right from the Terminator. I'll be back. Oh my God. I love this whole episode.
So many fun things to talk about.
I loved when Nikki and Brandon are kissing and Dylan just walks by and says, glad to see you've gotten over this age thing.
It's so good because the characters are all like the people are all like forming these relationships and you see it come across on screen and it's really fun to watch.
Oh God, every single thing was so good. Oh, I mean, first of all, I'm sorry Tori's not here. Tori will be back. She'll tell everybody what she's been, why she's not here.
We miss her.
But God, I love us.
We laugh a lot, Aim.
How did I cry and laugh hysterically?
I cried, I laughed.
I have to go take an Advil. Like, oh, God.
No, you're awesome. You're awesome.
You are. Like, I love you so much.
Oh,
I know.
It was a love fest. I love you.
Because it's real. Like, everyone's like, it's not like we're just bebopping watching a show. And it's like, we are really like watching this and we care about it.
And the best part is like, we can care so deeply about it 1 second and then be laughing hysterically at it the second time. Like we're so all over the place.
Oh, and it's just, you were there. And I was like, this was important to me too. You know, like it was like, it means something watching it back. I don't know. It's like looking at my high school yearbook or something, you know, like going, oh, reminiscing about like a college boyfriend or I don't know.
I don't know. I am loving the show though. In the third season, I'm totally hooked.
Yeah. I got to talk to you guys at the right time. I got lucky. That's so good. Oh,
I think that's it. We've really covered the shit out of this episode. We can't do it anymore. People are like, stop talking about it. Okay, so
I love that somebody might just be like, I've got nothing of that from this episode.
Probably not. I'm sure you better check those comments, Amy, because they're going to get ugly.
Oh, I read them all. I love them. I also, I laughed so hard because I really tried hard on my hair for Ian. And somebody wrote the funniest thing. They're like, your hair looks exactly the same. I read every single one.
No, I noticed a beautiful blowout that day.
Mm-hmm. Not today.
not today.
Oh my God, I love you so much. What are we watching next?
Next week is season 3, episode 10, Home and Away.
I can't wait.
I don't know what it means, but it's going to be good. Thank you so much for everybody for listening. I just want to give a gratitude moment for all of our listeners and all the fans that made the show successful and are helping us to make this podcast successful. And it's just so heartwarming to be able to sit down and talk about something that formed me and made, and it was so important in both Tori and my life. And we're so appreciative of everybody's time. And we hope we're entertaining you. Maybe we're not giving the best, episode breakdown, but we are sure doing our best. We're doing all we can.
Love you.
All right, everybody. Have a good one. Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.